Listening. A news report. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 187.
Our first story tonight comes from the world of information technology. It's about Ken Banks, a man who does a lot of work in Africa. And in many African countries, it's difficult to access the Internet. Well, for many people, the Internet is a big part of the modern world. It represents information, speed, and convenience, things people everywhere want to have nowadays. In fact, the United Nations has said that being able to access the Internet is a basic human right. So according to the UN, it's the responsibility of countries to allow people to access the Internet, to get the information they need, to communicate with other people, all the different things we do online. Well, unfortunately, a statement from the United Nations isn't enough in many places. In South Africa, for example, Ken Banks worked on a project at Kruger National Park. That's a huge wildlife reserve with elephants, giraffes, all kinds of animals. Of course, a lot of people live nearby, and the park wanted them to be involved in its work. They wanted to send people messages about meetings or about the animals in the park. They wanted to ask people for their opinions about park decisions. But all of this was a problem, since people in that area could not access the Internet, so the park could not contact people that way. On the other hand, a lot of people near the park did have cellular telephones. So Ken Banks invented software that he called Frontline SMS. With that software on your computer, you just need a device that connects the computer to a cell phone. Then the computer uses the cell phone to send messages to a lot of different people. It's pretty cool, and the Internet is not involved. But that was just the beginning. People in many parts of the world had cellular phones, but no Internet service. They started to create their own way to use Banks' software. Now, people use the software to send medical records to doctors or to make payments on a loan without making a long trip to the bank. The software is used in many ways in over 70 countries, and the best part is Ken Banks gives it away for free. He's happy to know that the software is helping in places that need it the most.